This is the Don and Mike Show.
Let's go to Chuck in Gainesville, Virginia. Chuck, what say you?
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Good.
Respect for you. I just have a whole issue with this Jessica situation where people need to get to the point, get to the facts, and start questioning the right people, which is her. And I think you make a very good and valid point. And what's going on in Bush's mind, I don't think any of us are going to completely know. The two people who really know what's going on with Bush would be Don and Mike, a lot of Bush.
Don and Mike, all right? I'm delirious here. Our affiliate in Washington, D.C., WJFK. How can I forget that?
Right.
Don and Mike are the afternoon guys.
Damn right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Have a happy abortion for Christmas.
Oh, hey, you know something? No, what? I had a dream last night about the Don and Mike Show.
Well, did you?
Hey, you know something?
What's that?
No, what? I had a dream last night.
I just heard that.
But what about STDs?
What about them?
Something stinks like stale French fries.
Maybe it's Meredith Vieira's bedroom.
You end up smelling like a big brownie.
Maybe it's Matt Lauer's bedroom.
I need to look at the meat and smell the fish and things like that.
Yeah.
Look at the size of his unit.
Hey, right, honey. I got you. Let me see. We do have the skinny now on Bob Burnett hyphen Curry. Oh,
he has a hyphenated name.
The hyphen.
The hyphen is our friend.
Here he is, Mike. There's his picture, the old weather guy on Channel 16.
Howdy doody.
Anyway, he took his wife's name.
Ah, it's rare. He took his wife's name.
And that's, she is.
That's kind of nice to give them a little TV exposure.
Yeah. So here we are talking
I suppose.
About TV stuff during the entire show today. When here in D.C. on our flagship station, WJFK, they finally got rid of Bill O'Reilly today.
Yeah.
Was the first day that we were without Bill O'Reilly.
All right. Yeah, yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, you're going to gloat, Geronimo. Yeah, you're going to gloat. You know, I know what's going on. It's like... Pixie, I'm going to tell you right now, you know, you guys can laugh all you want. I still got my cable show. And, yeah, it's going to be a very successful cable show, and you're not going to be able to do anything to derail that. So, you know, it's part of the rough and tumble world of broadcasting.
But it must.
That's exactly what I'm going to deal with. You know, I'm not going to let it bother me. I'm not going to let it, derail the Bill O'Reilly juggernaut, which you guys, you know, won't be able to stop. And, you know, we're popular all over the country. The fact is we garnered a 0.6 rating here in Washington, a 0.06. And you should realize that that's pretty strong in the nation's capital.
No, it's not. Your rating was 0.6.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. You can talk about specifics, Don, with the numbers, with the ratings.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you something. I'm solid. I'm a rock. I'm a bank. All right? You understand me? I'm solid. I'm bank. You can't – the foundation
– Hold on.
It might
you
wobble.
Do,
you know, people around me might tumble and fall.
You do it.
But you got me here. I'm solid. I'm solid. I'm the prudential rock. You understand what I'm saying here?
You do a political show, and you do not have an affiliate – in the nation's capital.
You know, it's going to happen. It's not something I'm going to dwell on. You know, the fact is we garnered incredible ratings for the station here because of a inside political move from a weak-minded individual who I believe doesn't have all of his marbles. And I'd be perfectly willing to tell you the story if you want to hear about it.
Sure.
This is a guy, your main man. You know, your GM, your guy that runs all the group of stations.
Michael
Hughes. Hey, guy comes in, flies up to New York. Comes into the O'Reilly offices, and you know, he says he wants to have a private meeting. I said, "Yeah, Michael, I'd be glad to have a private meeting with you. There's no problem at all. If you want to sit down with me, and we can talk about anything you want to talk to." And I thought the writing was on the wall, you know, because you guys, you know, come on with your ratings afterwards, and you tear me down. And if you're going to tear me down, I'm going to sit there. I'm going to take it. And I'm going to go after you, and I'm going to bury you. And that's exactly what I'm going to do down the road. But that's neither here nor there. But obviously, this guy Hughes is responding to the pressure that you guys put him under. And he comes down and comes to my offices, and they say there's a Michael Hughes out to see. And he comes back into my office. And here's this guy. He comes walking in to my office. First of all, the outfit strikes me as somewhat unusual. He's wearing a black sombrero with you know, the little beads on it, you know, the little fluffy cotton balls that hang off the side of it. He's got a matching jacket, same color, all black, and black bullfighter's pants on, and white stockings that go up almost to his knees, and he's got bullfighting shoes on. And I said, you know, what's the deal? And he says, listen, when you have a hot property like I do, this thing, El Zol, is that what it is?
Oh, that's his Spanish language station.
Says,
that he manages.
That's what I'm going to wear, and I wear that as tribute to the guys over at El Zol, and that's what I wear around town. And I take the sombrero off. I take the sombrero off, you know, to drive to work, but by and large, just to support the guys, mi amigos. And then he starts talking to me, and he's peppering everything with, you know, you're no longer in fuego, you know, muchas gracias for the good work you've been doing. I'm like, hey, dude, you know, you want it to be, hey, pal, you want to cut the Spanglish? You know, you want to stop that, please? And, you know, make a long story short, he said, I'm out. And I can take it. I'm a big boy. I'm not a crybaby. I'm not going to go out there. You know, Bill O'Reilly, let me tell you something about me.
What about you?
I'm bank.
Yeah.
You understand me? I'm the rock. Nothing blows me over. And so I said, hey, you know, I'm not going to go in a corner and cry, you know, and make tears run down my cheeks because I'm losing an affiliate on the radio. We're still real hot on cable. You know, I'm the greatest TV show in the history of the mankind. That was a survey that actually said that.
You know, Rush
the survey said
Rush Limbaugh has an affiliate in D.C.
Yeah. You know, the show is so superior. Hannity. You know, look, you know, the thing about.
Doesn't every two-bit douchebag with a political agenda have a clearance in Washington, D.C.?
Okay. Yeah. All right, Geronimo, everybody. Here's what you're doing now. You're going to sit there. You're going to run me down, say I don't have an affiliate in Washington, D.C., say I used to like to grope some women that worked in my office, that I like to, you know, I like to put on men's, women's clothing sometimes. That
phone
I like
sex.
That I might be wearing panties right now.
Phone sex.
You know, all these things are true. And I've admitted to them, and that's the most important thing. And the fact is, 10, 15 years ago, I was in the middle of, you know, a fledgling broadcasting career. Things not going that well. And I thought that in order to relax and center myself, I'd come into work. And it's real simple. I go into my wife's closet, put on her panties, slide them on, and put my business suit over it. And I wore panties for a while. And, you know, the media, you know, the people in the left-wing secular media, the SPs, your secular progressives, what they want to do is they want to make a big deal about, hey, O'Reilly wears panties. I'm like, yeah, I wear panties, and I admitted to it. You know why? Because I'm a man. And that's what a man does, Don.
Wears
what a
panties?
Man does, Don, is he admits to being a panty-wearing guy. And there are a lot of guys, a lot more than you know, survey has shown it, that, you know, men that wear panties, 99% of the time, those are good family guys, guys that go to church, guys that are religious. They just like to wear women's panties when they're wearing panties under their suit. That's
in
it.
In this
That's
situation, I believe I can give you advice.
Mike
and I have
sure,
had our
yeah.
show canceled.
Yeah, give me advice, Don. I understand.
Hundreds of times.
Yeah, I'm sure this is going to be serious advice from a serious guy. A guy that's really going to give me the lowdown on how I can bounce back. Hey, here's the deal, pal. I don't need to bounce back. You understand? I don't need no bouncing back necessary. It's a little bump in the road. And sure, I had a little bit of a hissy fit to the guy in a sombrero and the bullfighter's pants, Michael Hughes. I said that to him. I said, you know, you're out of your mind. What you're putting on there, Tony Roma or whatever the rib guy that's coming in.
See, here's the deal. You had, like, a sweetheart deal with the last idiot that was in charge of this company.
Now I'm going to stop you there, okay? If it was my set, I'd throw you right off the set with that kind of talk. You're talking about a good guy, a bank guy, a guy named Joel Hollander who was a good guy and a guy that was a rock. That guy was my foundation. You understand me?
That guy was the only reason that you were on this radio station.
Solid guys. Guys you can count on. Guys like Jimmy Hoffa. Guys you really can count on in a pinch. Well, the pinch came, Don, and I'm out, and this other guy, Tony Roma's in. But let me tell you something. I'm coming back. I'm going to come back, and you know what I do when I come back? I get knocked down and get up weaker. I get up stronger. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to come back. I'm going to be tough guy, great guy, big nipples. I'm going to come back, and let me tell you right now, it's going to be over the top. It's going to be big-time B.O., and that's what my friends call me. They say, yo, B.O., you coming back? That's the insider name they have for me. They say, hey, B.O., I understand you got knocked down in D.C. I said, yeah, I got knocked down. I'm going to come back. I'm going to do a thing. It's going to be. It's going to be great. So I'm going to come back.
Isn't
I'm
that embarrassing?
Come back
real
powerful.
Isn't that embarrassing? You do a political show.
I don't get embarrassed. You know, you know when you get embarrassed? You get embarrassed, Don, if you don't have faith in yourself and you don't have you know, the willpower, the will to stand back up on your own 2 feet, pull your nipples up by your bootstraps, and really, really say to yourself, this doesn't mean a thing. It's political. It's a guy in a sombrero coming to me and telling me I'm out, and he's moving Tony Roma in, and I'm going to be sitting here. And I, you know, when I looked at him, you know what I did? I looked at him. I undid three buttons of my shirt. I pushed my left, my right breast over to the right, and I showed him my nipple. And I said, "You see this? This will not fly." And I pointed right at my nipple. Uh-huh. And then I pulled down the top rung of my my business slacks that I had on, my Harris suit that I had. It was not Harris. I'm trying to think what the Hager. I pulled down the pant line on my Hagers, and I showed him just the top. I said, "You see this, pal? I didn't stop wearing my women's panties just because a couple of stories in the National Enquirer were going to throw me off the loop. That's what real men do, Michael Hughes. That's what we do. Big guy, tough guy, huge nipples, rotten teeth, diseased toe. Strong words. I am bank."
All right, well.
Don't you forget about that. You know, really, you got two things, okay?
We're going to throw you on the G. Gordon Liddy scrap heap.
All right, Don. You know what you got, Don? You got two things. You got the Statue of Liberty. You got me. And, you know, somebody said to me a long time, he said, "Bill, don't you blow yourself out of proportion? Don't you make yourself out to be more than you are?" I said, no. I said, you got, look at the similarities. These are facts. These are facts that you can add up. Statue of Liberty, okay? Made out of a strong material, been around for a long time. Nobody can knock it down. Bill O'Reilly, same thing, all right? Statue of Liberty, surrounded by smelly water. Bill O'Reilly, same thing.
Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
Never had a radio show canceled in Washington, D.C., though.
Statue of Liberty, Lady Liberty wears women's underwear. Bill O'Reilly, same thing. Yeah. You got your similarities. They're a mile long. You can sit there and try to throw holes in my argument, but you're not going to be able to throw holes in my argument because I'm bank. Yeah. I'm the man. I really am.
Didn't the Statue of Liberty come to us from France?
Yes.
Bill O'Reilly from France, originally.
Really?
Yes. Small farming town in France. Nobody knows it. Yes, sir. It was the Irish-French O'Reillys.
What about that whole spiel on the air, your stupid spiel about freedom fries?
Yeah, freedom fries, great idea.
And
great
you're
concept,
French.
You know.
And you're French.
French-Irish, people don't realize this. French-Irish, it's a little town in Burgundy. We don't like to dwell on that. But, you're gonna read about it. It'll be the left-wing, secular, progressive media is going to say things about me that are wrong. Everything's going to be wrong. Can I say this?
Yes.
On national radio, which you got a regional national show.
You cover
a good part of the country. First of all, I'd say hi to all my solid nipple-loving friends out there in Sacramento, California. Good people, salt of the earth, people that are going to miss me, really good guys out there that know what O'Reilly's about. What I am, I'm about truth. I'm about responsibility.
Please, you strong-armed the former president of this company.
Well, the French hate Ludacris. Is that a lie, Don? Is that a lie? Am I telling a lie right there? The French hate Ludacris. They hate all hip-hop.
Putting you on the station was like putting a round peg in a square hole.
Well, let me say, the round peg is me, just like the Statue of Liberty, the Empire State Building. You know, I'm one of those guys that's going to be around. You got a similarity again with the Empire State Building, out of New York. Out of New York City, tough little kid from Long Island. I grew up in a tough environment, I had middle-class parents that, paid for my books and sent me to school. And that's tough. That's tough when you're growing up there. It really is.
You're such a liar.
Here's the deal, Don. You get kicked, you get knocked to the curb, you pull yourself back up, and you try to fight. You go on and fight. And, just like the Statue of Liberty and just like the Empire State Building, I got the pigeons pooping on me now, Don. But you know something? I'm coming back. I'm going to be back better than ever. I'm going to be wearing my panties, showing my nipples, having a good time, hating hip-hop, hating Ludacris, moving to France with my family, and starting a small vegetable garden on the side of the road, O'Reilly's Veggies. It's going to be great. I like the Grand Canyon made of solid caramel with cashews. It's like Bill O'Reilly. Yeah, I'm getting out of here. F you!
Okay. Wow.
Wow.
Well, that's it. He's fired.
Bill O'Reilly,
what's
gone.
What's the deal?
He's out of here.
Lost an affiliate.
Why is he so uptight?
I remember when we used to have fits like that. I don't sweat it, man.
Yeah, don't worry about
it.
He'll be
all right. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I'm not worrying about it, Don. You don't see any Rory lines on my face, do you? And look what I'm wearing now. Nothing except my bra and panties. You like this, guy?
It's nice.
Like a very much guy.
Yeah, here you go. Look, I've got one of your thermometers right where it counts.
Oh, no.
You want to taste it? Taste it.
You shut the door on him.
Yeah, taste it, Don. I got the thermometer right here. You see that? That's bank thermometer right there from Bill O'Reilly's Duke. From my Duke. I'm tasting copper, Don. I'm tasting copper right now. You can't shut the door. I'm opening it again. Huh? You see that? Now I closed it. I open it again. Don't shut the door. Don, what's going on? Copper. I'm bleeding from the eyes. Here I am. I'm here, sticking my head in again. Take a look at this. Now they're both opening. Ow!
Can't get me out of here, Bob.
All right, we're going to break.
I'm coming in here, Bob.
You're not getting out.
I'm a tough guy.
You got to stay in there.
Open the door, Bob.
Smell your own farts.
Open the door, Bob.
Not opening the door.
Bill O'Reilly wants to come out, Bob.
Bill
Jesus.
Come out.
I'm a tough guy. Okay. I'm going to tip over the coffin. Help me.
Wow.
I could cry.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
O'Reilly.